This is KJZZ's Morning Edition. I'm Dennis Lambert. In 1912, Arizona became the 48th state. Manifest destiny was already assured since California had joined the Union more than 60 years earlier. So far as Washington was concerned, adding Arizona was not a pressing issue. As KJZZ's Terry Ward reports from Phoenix, our first attempt at statehood was vetoed by President William Howard Taft.
As time went by with the Apache Wars and the gunfights and the outlaws and OK Corral, Pleasant Valley War, all of those things came along, and it gave Arizona kind of a wild reputation as a place that wasn't ready for statehood.
Arizona historian Marsh Trimble.
And eastern states did not like the idea of having two new senators from a place that wild and woolly. They figured they'd probably send a bunch of gun-toting cowboys, I guess.
Of course, things were much different here in the early 1900s. Phoenix was thought to be the third or maybe even the fourth largest city in the territory. Prescott was the biggest city and the territorial capital. Around the turn of the century, statehood was anything but a sure thing. One persistent proposal was to have Arizona enter the Union as a part of New Mexico.
But that had to fly with both territories, and New Mexico favored it. Of course, the capital would remain in Santa Fe. It was okay with them. But the Arizonans overwhelmingly, something like 12 to 1, voted against it. So it was back to the drawing board.
Soon after, Washington sent Indiana Senator Albert Beveridge to assess whether the Arizona Territory was ready for statehood. In his report, Beveridge wrote,
"It's nothing but a place of, rattlesnakes and scorpions and Gila monsters and Indians and Mormons and Mexicans and Democrats." And the last one was probably the most important.
Beveridge was a Republican. Teddy Roosevelt, also a Republican, was in the White House.
They just didn't want to see two Democrat senators go to Washington.
Finally, Congress passed the Enabling Act, which gave the territory the authority to choose delegates to map out a path to statehood.
They ran out of excuses by 1910, and we got the Enabling Act. We could have a constitution.
And the Arizona Constitutional Convention was underway, but not without controversy.
It was a very progressive convention. There were proposals to give women the right to vote, no segregated schools, things thought to be very, very progressive at that time to conservatives.
Arizona's progressive approach to women's suffrage came a full decade before the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, giving women nationwide the right to vote. And while it didn't make it into the original Constitution, Arizona voters, all male at the time, of course, gave women the right to vote in late 1912. And then there were other problems. Arizona wanted the right to recall judges, something President Taft opposed.
So President Taft said he wouldn't sign off on it with the recall of judges. So cooler heads prevailed, and they told the Arizonans, they said, take it out and become a state, and then put it back in. And that's what happened.
And so on February 14th, 1912, statehood was granted, and Arizona became the 48th state. Terry Ward, KJZZ News, Phoenix, Arizona. 50 states of freedom.